G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the differentials for acid-base disturbances. We're not going to talk about how to interpret the blood gas itself. We'll leave that to you, just the differentials. The main reference for today is Life in the Fast Lane. We'll start off with metabolic acidoses. They're split into high anion gap metabolic acidoses and normal anion gap metabolic acidoses. For the HAGMAs, there are four main categories: lactic acidoses, toxins, ketoacidoses, and renal failure, going by the mnemonic left total knee replacement. For the lactic acidoses, there are type A and type B, type A being absolute or relative tissue hypoxia, type B being no tissue hypoxia. For type A, there are three subcategories: systemic hypoperfusion, such as shock, hypovolemic, cardiogenic septic, local hypoperfusion from a torsional volvulus, arterial embolism or seizures, for example, and then decreased arterial oxygen content, for example, hypoxemia, severe anemia, and carbon monoxide toxicity. Type B lactic acidoses, where there is no tissue hypoxia, again have three categories. Number one, B1, underlying disease such as severe liver disease, malignancy, or thiamine deficiency. B2 is drugs or toxins, which can go by the mnemonic SCAMPI, S-C-A-M-P-I, salicylates, cyanide, adrenergics or antiretrovirals, metformin, paracetamol and pyraldehyde, and then iron or isoniazid. Type B3 are congenital metabolic defects, such as inborn errors of metabolism and mitochondrial disorders leading to hypoglycemia. Moving on to toxins now, which is the T of left total knee replacement. Toxins are unmeasured anions, so toxic alcohols and toluene, so methanol or formic acid, ethylene glycol or glycolic acid with oxalic acid, and toluene. The K of left total knee replacement refers to ketoacidoses, so diabetic, starvation, alcoholic, and then profound dehydration, which might apply to women with hyperemesis gravidarum or children. The fourth category, or the R of left total knee replacement, is renal failure, so phosphate and sulfate buildup. Let's talk about the non-anion gap metabolic acidoses now, the NAGMAs. There are a few different mnemonics around. One of them is hard if up, H-A-R-D-I-F-U-P. H is for hyperchloremia, which replaces bicarb. A is for acetazolamide, so loss of bicarb. Or Addison's disease, which is hyperkalemia, hyponatremia. R is for the renal tubular acidoses, the type 1, type 2, and type 4, and spironolactone fits in that group as well. D for diarrhea. I for interstitial nephritis and ileostomies. F for fistulae. U for ureteroenterostomies, so ileal conduits. P for pancreaticoenterostomies and panhypopituitarism. We can also think about NAGMAs in three groups: GI bicarb loss, renal bicarb loss, or too much chloride. For GI bicarb loss, we've got diarrhea, fistulae, ileal conduits. For renal bicarb loss, we've got Addison's disease, the renal tubular acidoses, myeloma, and drugs, so acetazolamide and spironolactone. And then for too much chloride, we think about abnormal saline. Let's talk about metabolic alkalosis now. There are two main groups, chloride responsive and chloride resistant. For the chloride responsive, the first group is loss of acid, such as vomiting leading to dehydration. The second group is increased bicarbonate intake. That can be through milk alkali syndrome or sodium bicarb administration, and also through citrate in transfused blood. The third group is potassium and chloride loss, as well as bicarb reabsorption. And that can be from drugs, for example, diuretics, thiazides, furosemide, and also laxatives, noting that laxatives can also have a NAGMA picture, and also cystic fibrosis. For the chloride-resistant ones, they're generally to do with hyperaldosteronism, Kohn syndrome, Cushing's syndrome, and also Bardet's and Gittleman's syndromes. Okay, let's talk about the respiratory causes now. So respiratory acidoses, acute, we think about hypoventilation, whether that be CNS depression from narcosis or stroke or hemorrhage, myopathy, airway obstruction and COPD exacerbation, and also VQ mismatch, so pneumonia, pulmonary edema, pneumothorax or hemothorax and pulmonary embolism, and chronic COPD and obesity. The respiratory alkalosis are also split into acute and chronic. Acute can be any cause of hypoxia, early asthma, hyperventilation, so anxiety, high altitude, salicylate or theophylline overdose, which is a direct stimulation of the respiratory center, fever and pain, and also consider mechanical ventilation. For chronic respiratory alkalosis, consider pregnancy and progesterone. Now we'll touch on the causes of a raised AA gradient. Remember, AA gradient is age over 4 in brackets plus 4. There's three categories: VQ mismatching, diffusion and shunts. For VQ mismatching, we've got the ventilation part of it, so proximal, acute asthma, distal, pulmonary edema, ARDS, pneumonia, pneumothorax and alveolitis, and mechanical, such as neural, muscular and orthopedics. For the perfusion causes, PE, cor pulmonale, pulmonary hypertension. For diffusion, we think about fibrosis, pulmonary edema and ARDS. And for shunts, think about right to left shunts, so the septal defects. Okay, so today we've talked about the acid-base disturbances and their differentials and the differentials for raised AA gradient. Thanks for listening.